Buckle your seatbelts, there could be more consolidation coming in the airline industry. JetBlue is making a surprise offer to buy Spirit Airlines, which is already in talks to merge with a different airline. Let's talk about it with Seth Kaplan. He's our transportation analyst. Seth, welcome back.
Hey, Peter.
I guess we could go as far as calling it an airline love triangle. Why is JetBlue doing this? Why, what does it stand to gain from going after Spirit?
Yeah, and not the first airline love triangle involving JetBlue that we've seen over the years. JetBlue is offering more than Frontier. It wants Spirit too. And in its case, it says that combination would be better for all stakeholders. It says, including customers. It says, hey, we have a higher level of service, and putting these two airlines together would actually be more competition against the legacy airlines, as they're called, Delta, American, United, for example. They say that would be more competitive against those airlines than just merging the two ultra low cost carriers as Spirit and Frontier are known, which have a very different business model.
You know, investors seem a little uncertain here. I just looked at JetBlue's stock price. It was at one point down, 8% today. And JetBlue is pretty expensive as tickets go. It has free Wi-Fi, cushy business class. Spirit, as you mentioned, cheap seats, but lots of fees. Where is the synergy exactly?
Well, JetBlue says it's with the network. You know, these two airlines are players, for example, in the New York metropolitan area especially. Now, by the way, this is also what could cause some antitrust concerns, right? But JetBlue says, yeah, you put these two airlines together and you have a much stronger competitor against those other airlines like Delta, let's say, which, similar to JetBlue and Spirit, fly a lot between New York and South Florida. And so they say these airlines aren't as different as people might think. They say, hey, we both focus on low cost, even though Spirit clearly is the lower cost airline. And you put those two together, and you've got that formidable competitor. By the way, they are in certain ways. They both have Airbus planes, A320s and 321s, for example. So sometimes when you look at if airlines are compatible with each other, it's what kind of airplanes do they have, and they do at least have that in common. So they're not in totally different worlds, but no question, different business models.
Okay, well, this is where compatibility comes in, because if you look at Spirit and Frontier, they're much more similar, both low-cost airlines. Isn't there an argument to be made that customers would benefit more from having them get together?
And no question, it was sort of the worst-kept secret in the airline industry that someday they would announce a merger, Peter. So when they did announce that earlier this year, if there was any surprise at all, it was more the timing, or maybe how long it took after all these years of people sort of thinking they would get together. And they do have different networks where, when you put them together, and there were, you know, Senator Elizabeth Warren, for example, was concerned even about that combination in terms of a little less competition. So we'll have to see here concerns about this one, where the airlines have more network overlap. But JetBlue is sort of betting on just people liking its brand, liking its service, and thinking, well, if some of that expands to Spirit, that might not be such a bad thing.
So JetBlue wants Spirit. Frontier wants Spirit. We're going to have to wait and see what happens, who gets it. Seth Kaplan, thank you very much. Appreciate the time.
You got it, Peter. Thank you.